And the ongoing drama continues with the Kimber Nuclear Waste Management Facility. There's now a new inquiry in the Parliament, or a Senate committee, I should say, probing the legislation. And we're joined by the Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsay. Rowan, good morning.
Good morning to you, Keith. Good to be with you.
It's an interesting situation, isn't it? And you actually started this by suggesting that your property be the location for the waste management facility. And now we've got a Senate committee headed by, I understand, a senator from Des Moines in New South Wales, which is probably the equivalent of Unley in Adelaide.
well, that may be the case. I did originally start the ball rolling in Kimber by telling everybody, all and sundry in the district, that I intended to nominate my property. I had been overseas and inspected these facilities, and everywhere I go, they are highly prized by the communities in which they sit. And I thought it's a great opportunity for a small community somewhere, and that did start the ball rolling. Eventually, I was ruled out of order, and I could not lodge because I was seen to have a perceived conflict of interest. So it is what it is. On the Senate inquiry, this is actually the third Senate inquiry we've had into this legislation, the second from this committee, and its recommendation, the majority recommendation, is that the legislation should be passed unchanged in full pretty much immediately, with a caveat there about some ongoing consultation with Bungala, which we are already, we have been endeavouring to do through the whole process, and we will continue to do so. There is an amount of money that is put aside in the deal. For the Bungala, for either conditioning their people to work on the facility, or for cultural recognition, cultural protection, whatever that they might deem to want to do with that money, we would be quite amenable. But we need them to sit down and talk about that in a positive manner to get that point.
Speaking with the Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsay, about the Kimber Nuclear Waste Management Facility this morning. And Rowan, I know that the Senate Committee has had some eyes drawn to it recently by comments by Rex Patrick claiming that some of the public servants involved have not necessarily been completely forthright.
One of them in particular, he singled out a senior public servant and named her as a liar. I think that's a pretty strong charge. He's under parliamentary protection. I suspect he wouldn't be keen to repeat those comments outside of parliamentary protection, because the thing is, attacking a public servant if they are not doing their job properly or whatever they might be doing is legitimate. But to attack them from parliamentary privilege where they have no comeback at all, I mean, her name's been dragged through the mud. She's been named a liar by a senator. But she's got no comeback at all because it's parliamentary privilege. If he wants to reiterate those remarks in the public, well, then the public servant has every right of redress. So it's not the way I work, and I'm disappointed to hear from Rex Patrick.
And just on that, the issue as a whole has been quite divisive within the community, with certain groups campaigning that the ballot wasn't conducted properly, but 62% of people in the ballot said yes. Are you still confident that this facility will go ahead?
Yes. Yes, I think we're getting closer every day. This legislation has to go through the Senate. I'm pretty confident the votes will be forthcoming. I think the Labor Party is very torn on it. They supported the process up until this point, because there has been, this is 40 years of efforts to try and find a way to get around the various blocks that get put in place once you put a pin on the map. And we've seen earlier efforts up around Woomera, Muckaty Station, where the pin had been dropped on the mat. The general view early on was, this is going to be good, let's get on with it. And then those that are opposed to the nuclear activity in any form sort of form their protest groups around those that they believe will stand up. In the case of both sides of those, was the Indigenous people. I mean, there's been other suggestions about Woomera now. Well, I don't know if there's been any consultation with the Kokopo about their views on that. So in the case of the site that is nominated in Kimber, the Pandy, it is freehold land. And so thus, under our laws, it is extinguished native title. There is no native title existing on this parcel of land. So despite those saying we need more consultation with the traditional owners, they are not the owners. But they do have interests in land that surrounds the public parks and things like that. But in that level, I guess their interests are roughly equivalent to other neighbours that are set back a certain amount of distance. But that's all part of the to and fro, I suppose. But I think it's quite important that people do understand that this is a totally alienated land when it comes to native title.
Certainly watch this space, and we'll be watching with interest over the coming days, weeks and months with this Senate committee. Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, thanks for joining us this morning.
Not a problem, Keith. Always good to talk with you.